Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country where private companies can build, own, and operate their own launch vehicles, marking a significant leap in space commercialization. This is precisely what India has achieved with the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, or INSPACE, announcing the complete technology transfer of the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, or PSLV, to Indian industry. First, let's understand what INSPACE is. The Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center is the single window regulator and promoter for non-government space activities in India. Established in June 2020 as part of the space sector reforms, INSPACE is headquartered in Bhopal, Ahmedabad, Gujarat, and operates as an autonomous body under the Department of Space, with Pavan Goenka as its chairman since 2021. The core functions of INSPACE include authorizing private launches and satellite operations, facilitating spectrum allocation, leasing ISRO infrastructure to private players, enabling technology transfer from ISRO to industry, and promoting investment, foreign direct investment, and skill development in the space sector. What makes this significant is the role of the PSLV, which is ISRO's reliable workhorse rocket, operational for over three decades. The first flight of the PSLV was in September 1993, although it was a failure, with the first success achieved on 15 October 1994, with the PSLV-D2. The PSLV has four alternating stages, including two solid and two liquid stages, with strap-on boosters depending on the variant, and it launches from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The typical payload capacity of the PSLV is around 1,750 kg to sun-synchronous orbit and 1,425 kg to sub-GTO. Building on this, it's worth noting that the PSLV has several variants, each with its own unique capabilities. And here is something that surprises many students: the PSLV has had many landmark missions, including the launch of 104 satellites in a single launch on 15 February 2017 with the PSLV C-37. But why does this matter? This achievement demonstrates the versatility and reliability of the PSLV, making it an attractive option for private companies looking to enter the space launch market. Now, let us turn to the role of New Space India Limited, or NSIL, which is the commercial arm of ISRO, incorporated on 6 March 2019. NSIL is a central public sector enterprise under the Department of Space, headquartered in Bangalore, and its functions include marketing ISRO products and services, undertaking commercial launches, and leading end-to-end industry-built missions. In 2022, NSIL awarded a contract to the HALEL and T Consortium for 5 industry-built PSLV-XL vehicles, marking the first end-to-end privately-built PSLVs. Crucially, this development is part of the Indian Space Policy 2023, which was approved by the Cabinet Committee on Security on 6 April 2023. The policy defines a clear four-entity architecture and liberalizes activities for non-government entities across the entire space value chain, including launch vehicles, satellites, ground systems, and downstream applications. It is worth pausing here to note that the policy also allows for foreign direct investment in the space sector, with up to 74% automatic approval for satellite manufacturing, up to 49% for launch vehicles, and 100% for components. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of this development for the Indian space economy. The current size of the Indian space economy is around $8.4 billion, but the target is to reach $44 billion by 2033. Which would take India's share of the global space economy from around 2-3% to around 8%. Leading private space firms are already making significant contributions to this growth, but there are challenges that need to be addressed, including the lack of a legal framework for private space activities, intellectual property protection, dual-use export control, and insurance ecosystem for private launches. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, or INSPACE, was established in June 2020 and is headquartered in Bhopal, Ahmedabad, Gujarat, with Pavan Goenka as its chairman. New Space India Limited, or NSIL, was incorporated on 6th March 2019 and is headquartered in Bengaluru. The Indian Space Policy was approved on 6th April 2023 and allows for foreign direct investment in the space sector with up to 74% automatic approval for satellite manufacturing, up to 49% for launch vehicles, and 100% for components. The PSLV first achieved success on 15th October 1994 with the PSLV-D2, and the PSLV-C37 launched a record 104 satellites in a single launch on 15th February 2017. The target for the Indian space economy is $44 billion by 2033, and the Outer Space Treaty was signed in 1967, while the Liability Convention was signed in 1972. A private launch port is under construction at Kulsekrapattanam, Tamil Nadu. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, as well as the economy. You should note the key facts and numbers, including the establishment of INSPACE, the incorporation of NSIL, and the approval of the Indian Space Policy. You should also be aware of the challenges and opportunities in the space sector, including the role of private companies and foreign direct investment. In conclusion, India's space commercialization leap is a significant development with far-reaching implications for the country's space economy and its position in the global space industry. As the space sector continues to grow and evolve, it is essential to address the challenges and opportunities that arise and to ensure that India remains a major player in the global space market.